Second you couldn't be that. Now what's left I can't control. If I can rearrange the format over. Every day without you it gets colder.
Girl, they always say
that it would pass with time. 2 years gone ungrateful.
Looking back, reminiscing days that we had. Wishing I can bring them back, compromising for that.
It's true, contradicting what I would do
if I didn't have thoughts of life without you.
First time around, lost and found was a fool for you.
Cause second best is not what I needed.
Last in line, I'll be fine, I know what to do.
When you come back and I'm feeling cheated,
let you go, walk away. Don't turn around, nothing to say before another lover is lost.
Because I was just an afterthought,
yeah. Always putting you to the side, out of one of my priorities. Never knew how much I made you cry.
Selfish with my feelings,
I need you by my side. We grow so far apart, being Bonnie and Clyde, yeah.
From this day forward, we can start at the end as if heaven sent you.
Wishing I can bring him back, compromising for that.
It's true, contradicting what I would do
if I didn't have thoughts of life without you.
First time around, lost and found was a fool for you.
Second best is not what I needed.
Last time I found, I know what I chose to do.
Come back and I'm feeling cheated.
Let you go, walk away.
Don't turn around,
nothing to say.
Stephen Baldwin from I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. I'm a DJ, get me out of here, please.
And so you anticipate you being the winner? Well, you know, what's interesting about I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here are the folks here in America who watch the program. They are the ones that vote who stays and who goes.
Really?
So it's going to be very interesting.
That will be very interesting. And it's going to be seen all over the world, and just here in America.
NBC, of course, and that's going to be coming up. Now, you have your own .com? You have your own StephenBaldwin.com?
Oh, yeah.
It's Stephen with a VH.
Okay.
StephenBaldwin.com has everything, really, that I have going on. I have books that are out right now. I have extreme sports ministry that I do for young people. Now my affiliation with Planet Smoothie, and I'm excited.
And how'd you get involved with Planet Smoothie?
You have a bucket.
Well, I just think it's one of those things where they... you know, saw me on Celebrity Apprentice and just knew that I was somebody that had the kind of a lifestyle that is trying to reach out to people with a positive message.
I think Planet Smoothie is an organization that will be growing very quickly in the next few years. It's a fast-growing company that's doing very well. But more importantly, the reason they're succeeding so well is because the quality of the product is so excellent
It's so much better. It literally is the best tasting smoothie out there.
Sure. And what do you like to do during your off time when you're not acting, when you're not doing a blended smoothie? What do you like to do on your off time? Of course, you're married, of course. And how many children do you have?
I have two daughters.
And how old are they?
16 and 12.
So what do you like to do for family fun time? What does Stephen Bowman like to do?
Well, I mean, you know, I like to just be regular Joe, you know, just be home and hang out, drive the kids to school and go to the movies. I went and saw a movie with my daughter yesterday and, you know, back out on the road here to Atlanta and then back home tonight.
Oh, so what's another movie that you like to see?
Well, you know, we went and saw that Wolverine movie.
Okay.
Had a couple of cuss words I didn't care for, but it was, you know, it was exciting and, you know, the special effects were awesome.
Sure. And what kind of music do you like? Of course, this is a radio show, of course. I'm playing, you know, underground hip-hop and rock, of course. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Oh, I listen to everything. I listen to a lot of hip-hop. I listen to a group called The Cross Movement.
Really?
I listen to a lot of worship music, kind of the hardcore Christian worship music.
Really?
That I really enjoy, yeah.
So you're a active Christian, of course?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I just interviewed Kirk Cameron on my show a few months ago, and you probably saw the movie Fireproof.
Yeah, I did see it. It's a tremendous success.
Yes, and what do you think about that movie? You being an actor yourself.
I think the message of it is totally positive. You know, I just met a young lady recently that, you know, doesn't go to church, this, that, the other thing, was having some marital problems, and told me that she went out and bought the book Fireproof to try to, you know, suggest to her significant other, her husband, about how to correct things and make things better between them and strengthen their marriage. So I think that, you know, any time that can be the opportunity, when movies like Fireproof and the efforts of people like Kirk Cameron can set those ideas into motion, then that's a good thing.
Sure. And you said you have some books that's out now. Do you have any new books that's out now?
Well, my second book just came out. It's my first novel called Death and Life of Gabriel Phillips, which actually just got optioned to be a movie.
Would you star in it?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to produce it. Maybe direct it. I don't know.
Is it a true story?
No, it's totally make-believe. It's kind of like Sean Penn's Dead Man Walking. It's kind of in that tone, but with a very, very positive message in the end.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
My heart, my heart.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey.
Take God to save your life. Oh, hey. allergic to the counterfeit. Impartial to the politics, articulate, but still a rapper nigga by the collar quick. Whoever having problems with their record sales, just holler till. If that don't work and all us fast, then turn around and follow till. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame. The rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooping and the hollering back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing the checks into your bank account and you look out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're piss poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we might have full of ourselves all of a sudden.
Everybody, what you wanna do? Come walk in my shoes and see the way I'm living if you really want to. Got my mind.
Let it. do is pass. What's been going on with us? Sick of the games you play. At times I think I'm over you. Girl, I swear I'm done with you. Feel like throwing this away. Sometimes I feel you hate me, but I know you care. Sometimes my heart feels hollow, but I know you're there. Sometimes I wanna give you your space, forget your face, throw the towel in the air. But I had a vision, I was all alone. And I had a vision of an empty home. And these feelings inside, wanna give one more try, just to see if we can keep this alive. Baby, let's stay together. Like when you come home, you'll be acting strange.